This is the Absolute Philosopher here in Owerri, Nigeria, bringing you the thought that whatever thought you have in your mind is whatever the experience is you have in your life. Whatever thought you have in your mind, that's the experience you have in your life. And if you have a thought in your mind that you are a master, that you are intelligent, that you are wise, that you do things beautifully, then that's how you're going to act, and that's how you're going to live. But if at any moment you feel superior to anybody, you will find that all of your wisdom and all of your genius will go aside. When Solomon spoke to the two women who both claimed to be the mother of a child, he thought for a moment and he said, what would be the best way to handle this so that I am not involved? I'm not involved. Of course, he was really involved. And so he said, okay, ladies, whose child is this? And they both said it was their child. And he said, all right, we will take the child and we'll cut him in half and give half to one mother and half to the other. Ooh. And so the real mother said, please, give him to her. He deserves to live. And the king knew instantly who it was, and he said, he was not superior, and he was not playing any role of judgment. He was letting them judge themselves and them judge who the real mother was. And the world knows when we are lying. The world knows whenever we are misusing the trust that we have in us of being ourselves and having fun. Because every thought is like a big mask that we wear over our face. And when we have a mask on our face of doubt, you know what's going on. The person doubts what you're saying. If a mask is of a smile, oh boy, bubbly smile, you say, wow, I'd like to be close to that person. That's a happy person. And a person who's very sad, they say, I've lost the world, everything's falling in on me. You don't want to be around that person either. But who do you want to be around? I always suggest, be around yourself. Be around yourself. Be your own magnificent self. And you know what will happen? You'll be surrounded by people just like you. And this is what the Absolute Philosopher oftentimes thinks about. How many people think, why are these people around me? Why are these deadbeats around me? Why are these people who are ne'er-do-wells, they don't accomplish anything in life? Why are these people around me who are not very happy with life? Why is it? And then you look inside yourself and say, I'm not very happy. And that's exactly the kind of people you create around you. If you are a happy person, you'll create happy people around you. Now, this is a silly illustration, but it works very well. Little children create around them little children. Children create around them children. Now, how did you create Endless around you? Endless is a man. He's a big man. He's not a little children. How did you create him? Because Endless is a child at heart. Endless loves to play with the children. He loves to be with the children. He finds children to be a very happy thing in his life. He is a child in heart. And so therefore, the children recognize that and they accept him. Do they accept you?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you accept them?
Yes.
Yes. And what do you want from the child? You want their attention and their love?
Love.
Huh?
Love.
That's not the answer. Do you want their attention and their love? No. Yours is just to give attention and love. And of course it comes back. But if you're not love, and you give your not love to children, then you don't get love back. But if you are a loving person, children see it right away. If you're a nice person, children see that right away. And they want to be around you. But if you are a tough person, if you are a person who doesn't like yourself and are not happy with yourself, the children don't want to be around you. They rush away. There was a school that had these two teachers, and they were both teaching the primary levels of school. And one of the teachers, the children rushed to their seats the minute they came in the building and sat quietly and said, good morning, teacher, when she walked in. And they talked to her lovingly, gently, perfectly. Right next door was another teacher who had exactly the same class, different students, of course, but the same age and everything. And when she walked in her class, the kids were running around and stomping on the desk, jumping all over the place, being very not nice at all. And so she said, "Why is it that they don't behave?" I said, "Children, sit down." And they flip, you know, they give her the Bronx cheer and so forth. But why is it they don't behave? Is it because the children are bad children? Or is it because the teacher does not believe in herself? The first teacher went into the classroom expecting the children to be obedient and gentle and nice and ready to learn, and they were. The second classroom she went into, there the teacher expected the kids were going to run wild and the kids were going to be mean and the kids were going to be not cooperative and so forth. And of course, they weren't. But isn't that neat? It's exactly what she expected. Exactly what we expect. That's what we get in life. And the two teachers changed classes just to make a test, and the same thing happened. The nice teacher went to the bad class, and the bad class were just cooperative as could be. And the bad teacher, as she said, the teacher who couldn't control the class, went to the other class, and they were the nice class, and they were very uncooperative. They sense it. They sense it. Just like a dog. If you walk along and you got a stick in your hand, the dog thinks you're going to hit him with a stick, he'll bite you. But if you have in your consciousness, it's just a walking stick, and you're just walking along, happy as can be. "Hi, dog, how you doing?" And the dog's not going to bother you in the slightest. But the dog will bother you if you are unhappy, if you are sad in your heart, if you have any problems in your world that you find difficult to handle. So thoughts are such a wonderful thing. The teacher with good thoughts has a good class. The teacher with bad thoughts has a class that's unruly. Parents who look at their children with love get that back. Parents who look at their children and behave, 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 behave. The kids are always having to be told to behave. The parents who look at their children with love, the children, "What would you like me to do, Mommy? How would you like me to do, Mommy? What's it, Mommy?" And cooperation, cooperation, cooperation. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, your kids, are they cooperative? He better say yes, because then
yes.
Because if he doesn't say yes, then we'll think that he's not a very good parent.
And
what? Maybe. Oh, no. No.
Sometimes.
No.
Okay.
You never say, "I'm sick." You never say, "I got a problem." You never say, never. You only say, "My children always behave. My children
are
a charm and a delight to me at all times. Every time I look at my children, they're beautiful. And they're just lovely to be with. My daughter is always such a charmer. She's the prima donna, you know.
Yes.
She is the prima donna. She goes dancing around, doing everything, being just lovely, you know. You cannot, hey, you've had a whole week of these lectures, and that's what you learned? You learned to be reasonable and logical? You learned to judge by appearances?
Ah. No, no more appearances.
No. Your children are beautiful.
Yeah.
Joe, how are your children?
They are gorgeous.
Joe? How are your children? Joe?
If you look at me now,
excuse me.
Joe, when you look at me, you will discover that my kids are all pretty, beautiful, and
fantastic. I knew that without looking at you.
I have three kids because I love them.
I knew that without looking at you. No, I won't even look at Manuel here. Manuel, how are your kids?
They're fine.
Great. What?
They're fantastic.
Oh, I thought you said something. They're fine and fantastic.
Yes.
Now, how many are they?
Six. Yes.
And you had how many?
Five.
Five, six, three?
Three.
Huh?
Three.
Three, and all of them.
Yeah.
You had three with this wife, and you had a few others floating around on happy times that you had.
Yeah.
All right, now, how are all your kids, wherever they may be?
Yeah?
How are all your kids, wherever they may be? What's he saying?
They are good.
They're good. They're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
You read the manual, didn't you? He said, they're good. They're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
They are, really.
And you heard Joe here. He said, very good, right?
Yes.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Joe has been a teacher so long, he knows if he hasn't got the student's attention looking in the eye, he wouldn't have the attention of anything. Okay, and we've already been to your children. You have 11, right? That you're telling us about, huh?
Yeah. 11.
Yeah, okay. And what? And one extra? And how about you, Precious? How many children do you have? You have a mommy and, huh? Yeah, he has mommy and a daddy and brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Wow. Sure?
Mommy and daddy.
What? Three? Look, if you marry a woman, whatever children she has are yours. If you have children on your own with your wife, then they are your children too. And no matter what these children are, where these children are, what their problems may be or what their life may be, they're all yours. And so you can take credit for that dozen if you want. You know? And just because they're living different lives than you planned on having for yourself, that's okay. But just remember, when you think my children, you think of all the children that you brought into the world and that you gave life to and that are living, even the ones who move on to the next dimension. I mean, the Catholic Church can count them. You certainly can count them. You know? So they're yours, and that angel is yours, whether it's here or not. Now, you could all say, well, gee, you didn't tell me that before. Well, I have a few that didn't survive, too, you know. And no. And yours? How many youngsters do you have? Peter? Eight?
Eight.
Mm-hmm. And Peter, you have?
My only is only 12.
The perfect dozen. Huh? And how are your children?
Very lovely.
Very lovely.
Very understanding. Very cooperative.
Wonderful. And they're perfect, huh? Yes. They're perfect.
Yes.
Yes, beautiful. And your children? They're perfect?
Perfect. Understanding. Marvelous.
Wow.
Marvelous. Wow. All right. Endless. You've perhaps not been a father yet.
But I have children.
You have two?
I have children.
You have two children?
No, I mean, I have children.
Okay,
I
don't know who's how old.
I have 7,000 children.
Okay. 7,000? What? Has he been a busy fellow? 7,000. Did you know he has 7,000 children? Can you imagine anyone with 7,000 children? And does he know each one by name? And does he know each one as an excellent, fantastic, delightful being? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A little more enthusiasm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And you two guys? You betcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, you think I'm joking. You think I'm being silly and I'm not really being important here. But this is important. Every child that you bring into the world is perfect. Regardless of what physical experiences they may have, regardless of what mental experiences they may have, whatever problems they may have, or they may die, or they may live, it doesn't matter. You brought them into the world. Did you give them your love, absolute, at the time that they were being created? Ha 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 ha, you know? Was it a loving relationship that brought them forth? It was, wasn't it? Was it a loving relationship that brought them forth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the best, huh? I like the way Joe's wife talks about him. I said, Joe is quite a guy to handle, you know. And she says, I handle him very well. We have a special relationship. And I thought to myself, what a wife. Wow, you know?
That's what she said. She goes, I'm handling, and she goes, I'm going to keep you down.
I took it from a different point of view, that she loved you with all her heart and soul and being, and that she handled you with unconditional love, and she thought you were just the greatest guy that she'd ever had. You would be a tough one, I can tell you that. But that's good. That's good. This is how we each make thoughts our things, whatever we want them to be, and we take credit for any of our family. We take credit for any of the marriages we had, if we had other marriages. We take credit for the women or men that we knew in the other marriages and the children we might have had in other marriages. And I know you all don't have many pets down here. I never don't see many pets around here. But you're responsible for your pets, too. You know, your dogs and your cats and your anacondas and various other things.
Birds. Yeah, birds.
Birds?
Yeah.
You know, birds, huh? Well, that's good, too. That's good, too. You know, the owner of the hotel in Monterey took us to see their home. And we went to see their home, which was maybe about 2 blocks away. A beautiful house overlooking the Great Lakes and the forest and straight down. They build straight up hills. You don't know about that around here, but in the United States we don't do too much of that. But she had a lovely home. She had a big front porch the size of this room right here. And she walked out the front porch and she had a little bird cage there. And she had two parakeets in there. And she says, I decided that I'm going to enclose the whole front porch and make it an aviary so my birds have this all to fly around in. And I want to get a few more birds. And then I went into their backyard. You know what they had in their backyard? They had boxes of rabbits.
Wow.
Rabbits that they raised for feed, for feeding, for eating, you know. But beautiful little rabbits. And you look at those little rabbits, and they're so cute and so beautiful. And then they had big turkeys, and they had big chickens, and they had all sorts of other things too. But they also had the Asian flu thing come along, so they had a big cover over the whole thing. I don't know whether that helped anything, but they think it did. But they love animals. He is a chef. He works in the hotel as a chef, making food and all that stuff. Beautiful cook. But then at home, he raises these animals and just has great love for them and great enjoyment. You see, you might say his family is that. He married this lady after she already had three children, and so they didn't have any more children. But those are his children, that hers, and all these animals. He just loves them. And this is how we oftentimes do. Thoughts are a powerful thing. Just remember, when I say, how are your children? You don't tell me when they misbehave, because I really don't care. I know when they behave, and they behave most of the time. And if not most of the time, they behave all the time, because that's all we want to think of. When I think of my son, I think of him as a boy who is well-mannered and behaved. And when I think of anybody, they're well-mannered and behaved. They're perfect. That's a thought. And that's a thought that brings results in our life. And that's the kind of results we want. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. I have to offer some points for that.
Yes, you have?
Yes, that's one.